Chapter 3.
Matty Mayo! Matty Mayo!
Cornflower wrung her paws distractedly. She took one last look around Cavern Hall before climbing the stairs to Great Hall. It was quiet and cool in the Abbey's largest room. Shafts of sunlight multicoloured from the stained glass windows lanced downwards, etching small pools of rainbow-hued light on the ancient stone floor. The mouse wandered outside, murmuring beneath her breath as she bustled along.
Where has the little snip gone this time, I wonder? Oh, Matty, you'll have me grey before my time.
John Church Mouse was climbing rather stiffly down from the west wall stairs with his book and quill. He almost bumped into Cornflower as she crossed the grounds.
Afternoon, ma'am. My, my, you look busy.
Cornflower sat on the bottom step and heaved a huge sigh. She fanned her whiskers with her paw.
Busy isn't the word for it, Mr. Church Mouse. I've spent the last hour looking for that son of mine. You haven't seen him by any chance?
The kindly recorder patted Cornflower's paw.
There, there. Don't you worry your head, ma'am. If your little Matty is anywhere, he'll be with my Tim and Tess. Young rips. They were supposed to be helping Brother Rufus to write out place names for the table. Ah, there he is now. Hoi, Rufus. Seen anything of Tim, Tess, or young Matty lately?
Brother Rufus strode across, shaking his head. He waggled a scroll of birch bark parchment at them both.
Ruined!
He exclaimed.
Just look at this list they're supposed to have written. I can't possibly use any of this for place settings. Look, Abbot Mordalfus spelt with one B. Basil Stag Hare. You'd think that was simple enough. Oh no, they've spelt Basil Basil and put an E on the end of stag.
John Church Mouse pulled forth a kerchief. He blew his snout loudly to disguise the laughter that was shaking him.
Yes. excuse me. Well, that wouldn't have been my Tess, you know. She's quite good at the spelling.
Brother Rufus rolled the parchment tightly.
It's that little Matty Mayo. He's the ringleader. I know you may not like that, Cornflower, ma'am, but it's the truth.
His voice was shrill with frustration. Cornflower nodded her head sadly.
Yes, I'm afraid I must agree with you, Brother Rufus. Matty is becoming a real problem. I daren't tell his father half the things he gets up to.
John Church Mouse peered sympathetically over the top of his square eyeglasses.
Maybe it'd be better to do so, if you'll excuse me for saying. But young Matty will have to start growing up sometime if he ever hopes to become the warrior of Redwall like his father Matthias. Matty Mayo will have to start behaving responsibly instead of going about like a spoiled brat, if you'll pardon the expression, ma'am.
Cornflower stood up.
I know exactly what you mean, Mr. Church Mouse, but we may be judging Matty a little unfairly. After all, he does have quite a lot to live up to, being the son of Redwall's warrior. Besides, practically every woodlander within our walls has spoiled him since the day he was born.
Both John and Rufus nodded their heads in agreement. The awkward silence which followed was immediately broken by a band of small creatures headed by a young mole who waved his digging claws wildly.
Come here quickly, gentle mice, hasten he. Little Matty be a slaying vetch, oh, do worry.
Even though the little creature was speaking in the quaint and complicated mole speech, they understood the urgency of his message.
Where?
They cried.
Take us there, quickly.
The group dashed around the South Abbey gable, taking the shortcut to the east grounds. Cornflower picked up her skirts, narrowly avoiding collision with the baby hedgehog. Brother Rufus was out in front. Jess Squiddle was first on the scene. She had been up an apple tree in the orchard with her son Sam when they heard the screams. Travelling from bough to bough, swift as a bird in flight, Jess dropped to the ground and set about trying to separate the two creatures locked together on the grass. They rolled, kicked, spat, and bit furiously. Sam dropped down to his mother's aid. They grabbed one each and held them apart. As they did, the crowd arrived. Matty Mayo was panting heavily. He tried to break free, but Jess shook him soundly by the scruff.
Be still, you little ruffian, or I'll tan your hide,
she warned him. Sam held tight to the other mouse, Vitch, who looked more like a rat, small though he was. Vitch was not struggling. He looked quite relieved that the fight had been stopped. John Churchmouse strode firmly between them.
Now then, what's all this about, eh?
He called me a skinny little rat.
He said I was not a warrior's son.
He pulled my tail, and he jumped on me, and he bit me.
Silence!
Every creature present froze at the booming growl of a huge grey female badger. Constance, the mother of all Redwall, stood high on her hind legs, towering above them. Folding her paws judiciously, she glared down at the two small miscreants.
Vich, is it? Well, Vich, you are a newcomer to our abbey, but that is no excuse for fighting. We are peaceable creatures at Redwall. Violence is never the answer to a quarrel. What have you got to say for yourself?
The rat-like mouse wiped a smear of blood from his snout.
It was Matty Mayo!
He whined piteously.
He hit me first. I wasn't doing anything. I was just...
Vitch's faltering excuses faded to a whimper under the badger's stern gaze. She pointed a blunt paw at him.
Go to the kitchens. Tell Friar Hugo that I sent you. He will set you to sweeping floors and scrubbing pans. I will not have fighting in the abbey, nor whimpering, whinging, and trying to put the blame upon others. Brother Rufus, take him along, see he delivers my message to Friar Hugo properly.
Vich looked as if he were about to dodge off, until Brother Rufus caught him firmly by the ear and marched him away.
Come on, young Vich. Greasy pots and floor scrubbing will do you the world of good.
Wait! Let go, you big bully!
Vich protested.
You're pulling me ear off!
When Vich had gone, Constance turned upon the other culprits. Jess had released Matty Mayo. He stood shamefaced, kicking at a clump of turf, looking down at his paws. He did not see the nod which passed between his mother and Constance. Cornflower was giving her silent permission to the badger. Matty Mayo was in for a dressing down.
Son of Matthias the warrior, look at me!
Constance commanded. Sheepishly, the young mouse gazed upward until he was staring into Constance's unblinking dark eyes. The onlookers stood silent as the matriarch gave the young mouse a piece of her mind.
Matty Mayo, this is not the first time I have had cause to speak with you. I am not going to ask you for an explanation, because in this case I do not think you could justify yourself. Vich is a newcomer, hardly arrived here. You were born at Redwall. You know the rules of our abbey. To live in peace with others, never to harm another creature needlessly. To comfort, assist, and be kind to all.
Matameo's lip quivered. He looked as if he were about to speak, but the badger's stern gaze silenced him.
Today you took it upon yourself to attack another creature who is a guest in our home.
Constance continued, her voice an accusing knell.
You, the son of my old friend Matthias the warrior, who fought to bring peace to Mossflower. Matty Mayo, I will not give you any task to do as a punishment. The sorrow and worry you cause your mother and the shame you bring down upon your father are the penalties that will rest on your own head. Go now and speak with your father.
Matty Mayo's head drooped low as he stumbled off. Tess, Tim and Sam Squiddle kept silence. They knew that every word Constance spoke was the truth. Matameo's middle name should have been Trouble.